The Sentai Review, Episode 37, 2005, Super Sentai. Welcome back to the Super Sentai Costume Review. We are on 2005. I'm Reploid Bill William Bush.
I'm Shane Proto Guy.
Nick the Lone Paladin.
Scott Action Jackson.
Sud Level Sario.
And I'm me.
And he's he.
I'm me.
What up, me?
He's that guy.
He's me.
What is he the new disembodied voice?
It's weird
voice?
When I say it.
See, he is me, but I am me. And you are me.
You're all confused now.
So now we're doomed because everybody is me and nobody wants that.
You ain't Joker in this motherfucker.
Yeah, don't hump me and turn me into you.
No, I hand you a ring and turn you into me.
He looks like
after
he
I hump
people.
An enemy to death. All right. There we go. Go Joker.
Anyway.
Okay.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
Now, it is time for Shane Butcher's Name.
Come on, Shane.
Maho Sentai Magi Ranger.
Which was in our series?
Mystic Force.
It sounds like it's right. Alright, I gotta say, starting out, those face plates are freaking cool.
They all have
they all have pauldrons.
Who wants to describe these Rangers?
I guess I'm gonna do it. This time.
He's going to do it.
Pass the buck. Alright, so they've got... Trying to think. The helmets are actually kind of neat, but they look like they have an additional piece added on for the faceplate, so it just looks like that's slapped on top of it.
Right, I see what you're saying.
So it looks like they have, like, a normal helmet, and then it's just slap, here's a new faceplate. So they probably recycled those.
Aftermarket parts, bro.
Yeah, pretty much. The Blue Ranger and the Pink Ranger are both chicks this time around. At least in the Japanese version. I don't know about ours.
In America, it was blue and pink, yep.
Hey, there you go. So they're wearing skirts of their colors with these, like, black stripes going straight up the sides.
Our version, they also had an element.
Okay.
Which is on their helmet faces.
Okay, well, we don't know that from describing Rangers.
Well, apparently then the Pink Ranger is butterfly element. And then the Green Ranger is horn element. So he's horny Ranger.
The butterfly. Fucking Pink Ranger flaps her cape here and hurricanes happen in China.
So, oh yeah, they're all wearing capes by the looks of it. Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Which is awesome because it goes well with the weird pauldron type. Thing they got.
Am I looking at, like, the Captain Planet of Power Rangers? Because you've got green for earth, red for fire, yellow for wind, blue for water, and pink for heart. Are we going to summon the fucking Captain Planet Zord to fight people like
that? Yes! Their powers combine!
He is Captain Planet Zord!
Pink is actually wind.
Calm down, Shane.
No, I'm just showing up and looking at
it. Listen, how's it? You got it wrong.
Fucking asshole.
I watched this show.
Kind
of
did.
The weird thing about their gloves, though, it looks like they're actually just part of the full suit for the most part. They just have, like, these weird wrist things.
Onesies?
Yeah, it literally looks
they have bangles.
Yeah, their costumes do look like onesies.
It's like onesies with bangles on them.
I haven't really had that impression from the other Rangers for some reason, even though I know it's true. But for some reason, it might be the stripe that goes down that frames their body, like on each side. That might be why I'm really noticed that it's a onesie.
That's because they're the Mighty Morphin Leotard Rangers.
Well, except for the except for the two girls.
Yeah.
They're in go-go skirts.
And leggings.
Yeah. And leggings, yeah.
Go-go leggings skirts aren't leggings. Pants, Dan.
But, hey, the belts look freaking sweet, all right?
Next!
And, like, every single one of them has a sword. Holy crap, that gold guy looks awesome, except he's missing a horn.
Black and gold unicorn ranger.
Yeah.
Friendship is magic.
Like, honestly, that guy kind of reminds me of, like, the paladin from the
FF4. Anybody else watch this?
It looks kind of like the
Shane?
FF4.
Do you like this ranger
like
here on the left?
I've seen bits and pieces of it, but I don't remember it.
Do you think he looks paladin ranger?
I don't want to sound stupid, but I think he was a centurion ranger.
Sure. Do you think he looks cool? Do you think you like him?
Does he look cool?
He had a beetle board.
Oh, so you don't like him, right? So
he
loves Beetleborgs. You don't have any love for that Golden Ranger over here.
I don't have a problem with him. I just said that he looks like a Beetleborg.
You don't have a problem with him?
That's the Paladin Ranger.
Because Nick is talking an awful lot like he thinks it looks like Cecil.
From FF4 back in the old days before they gave him jumpsuit.
Now I hate it.
Yeah, see?
Now I hate it.
Oh, wait, looks like Paladin?
Hey,
fuck that!
Hey. When you get to wear gold and black and have a unicorn horn, your cape gets longer.
Yeah, that's
that is true.
True.
This is
like,
the longest
all
cape.
The other capes
he's
go down to their asses, and his goes all the way down. He's like, fuck yeah.
He's a matador now. This new ranger's a matador.
No, he's not the matador.
Toto!
See, he's got a full-on
is
cloak.
He a dog, too?
They got capes.
No.
Is he a dog, too? Like,
no, only one series had a dog.
That you know it. Of.
And then another series.
We didn't know about Giant Yoda.
Had a gerbil.
What?
you missed Yoda's report.
I must have missed Giant Yoda as well. I don't remember Giant Yoda.
Well, the episode's already on the YouTube.
No, yeah. I mean, I wasn't here for that one.
It's on the YouTube.
I can't remember what episode that was.
I can't remember, but
I think it was the Turbo Rangers.
It was the Car Rangers.
Yeah, it was. Hold on.
There were two Car Rangers that we missed through. It wasn't two.
Turbo.
Car Ranger was our Turbo.
It was Yoda's retarded cousin.
Right, there was another, but it wasn't called Car Ranger. Car Ranger is the one with the Yoda.
1996 Car Ranger.
Which was our Turbo.
I'll have to watch
96
that. Has a giant...
Fight demon, you will! Morph to defeat them, we shall!
Alright, cool!
Summon Zorzu, shall. Combined into Beamzor. Confuse you, I will.
I will say that I didn't see much of this here in America, and what I saw was majorly disappointing. Disney had bought the property.
They
made this weird stipulation where they were trying to lessen contact between the Rangers and the monsters. So pretty much all the scenes where these Rangers would have been physical, like kicking and jumping and everything, it was all replaced for like Harry Potter spells. So like all the Rangers just basically use wands and Harry Potter the shit
Except
out of the bad guys.
They're all wielding swords. They're not using wands.
That's a sword wand.
Warfers
are a wand.
They all have Sword of Gryffindor. Anyway, let's... Next.
The Sword of Gryffindor.
Next.
Yep.
Oh, they are wands.
Yeah.
Oh,
Georgia.
Well, I just lost all...
Thing.
Oh, wait.
That old guy's got a gun.
Hey,
he's got a
Paladin
gun.
Paladin Ranger's
they're
got
all
a
like,
pistol.
They're all like, magic.
He's
yeah,
like,
whatever.
Bang!
I'm an Indiana Jones. This shit will move on.
Cast your fucking
spell.
I have to say,
as stupid as fucking Harry Potter magic is in Power Rangers... I don't hate how these guys look. Like,
If we're grading on just costumes, so far I'm actually liking what they look like.
It's even worse than Harry Potter wands. It's Sailor Moon.
And what's wrong with
look
that?
Look at him. It's the Sailor Moon crap.
Yeah, go ahead. What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Hey, I enjoyed me some Sailor Moon, but not with my Power Rangers, all right? That was its own Power Rangers thing. I enjoyed that separately.
Hey, Sailor Moon was popular. Maybe they thought they could cash in on it with a new Power Ranger.
This is 2005, guys.
This is Morphin.
Sailor Moon was the 90s.
This is Morphin Prism Power, damn it.
Thank you.
And that black and gold ranger is going to stick it in Uranus anyway.
He's going to tuxedo that mask all night long.
Especially that side horn.
Yep. Fucking, I'm going to hook that butthole. All right. Anyway.
Next.
Dude, who's that guy? In the back?
Is that their Zord in the back?
He's a bad guy.
Oh.
That dude looks
He's
awesome.
The bad guy? Like, he's epic as shit
that guy
looking.
Looks like he should be like the team lead of the Rangers.
The white one?
He should be like
the white one
Rangers.
In our series is their mentor. Like,
so,
their Zordon.
So, okay. Elsa's
so,
a Power Ranger.
So, yeah. No, the Emma Ranger. Frost Ranger.
Yeah, the...
Let it go, guys. We gotta go fight some bad dudes. Like,
yeah, I got in the back, there was one... I don't know if he's the main bad guy or he's like the right-hand man of the main bad guy, but he...
Wait, no, Bill!
Point?
Bill, I got this!
No,
I got this.
That's how he always looks.
Alright, so we had the Paladin Ranger, right? And the evil villain of the series is the Dark Knight Ranger.
Oh, fuck.
This series is epic as shit! I need to watch this now!
This is Final Fantasy
IV.
This is the Sailor Moon Final Fantasy fucking Frozen Power Ranger.
Yes!
Harry Potter.
Just let it go.
And the Chamber
they
of
were going,
Secrets.
They were
going, let you go here.
They were going for different genres.
Can I flip the table on this and walk away now?
Leave it down!
I'm confused as shit.
You
right
flip
now.
That back over right now! Leave it down!
Oh
yeah,
my.
Seriously. Go look at him! Look at that guy, and then look at that Centurion guy.
Okay, so...
It's the Paladin of the Dark Knight. The dude looks epic.
Next.
Shit.
Okay, that person looks like they
Sparkles.
Have no idea how to wield their weapon.
Okay,
that
we have a power
Ranger
sword.
Is a little worried about her crossbow.
No, see.
Well, power sword, a crossbow,
say, why does she have a pickaxe?
A weird axe.
It's about time that I mine
the diamonds.
The Yellow Ranger shoots it like a pickaxe
well,
crossbow.
By just
the
these
Green
pictures.
Ranger has an axe.
No, the Green Ranger looks like he's got some weird
trident
pipe thing. Yeah.
By just these pictures alone, though, the pink and blue don't even get weapons.
No, they are definitely the spellcasters of the group.
Magic. They're girls, Bill. They can't be fighting in close quarters.
They can't punch
weapons.
People. They can't swing a sword, apparently. They can't shoot weird crossbow pickaxes. They have to wield that magic.
I don't...
So let's say...
I'm gonna guess that the Pink Ranger is the White Mage,
Let's say that we really are in the Final Fantasy Rangers here. Final Fantasy Harry Potters.
With Sailor Moon.
Give them classes.
Pink probably would end up being the White Mage.
Because nobody fucked with the White Mage.
Well, no, because of the Captain Planet joke earlier.
Yes.
She's the power of heart, might as well, so she's the White Ranger.
She got
blue.
A butterfly in her face.
She's the
Water. Blue, no, blue. Blue's going to be Black Mage because water is one of the elemental spells / ice. So,
fire,
bam,
earth, and
there
lightning,
you go.
But whatever.
We got... Green Ranger with a trident pike thing.
Dragoon!
I think it's like an axe.
No,
I think it's a bad axe, but I think it's an axe. Because look at his leg and the direction that he's holding it. It's obvious it doesn't go down.
Then he's fighter.
It's an axe.
Yeah, because it doesn't go lower.
Or berserker, I guess.
Depending
on which one.
Which one did you say was the Dragoon?
The green one, that looks kind of like a spear type deal.
I don't think it is.
No,
because it's not.
No,
because look at the way.
It's not long enough.
Because, yes.
No, look, this is going to sound ridiculous. Look just barely below his nuts. There's a little bit of silver. That is the ass end of the trident.
And Shane had just said that it definitely was an axe.
If it was an actual axe, then yeah, he's just random. Berserker
it was a big
guy.
Axe. It was a pretty big axe.
That axe is great.
It made Zack's axe look like a bitch.
I guess because
that's
yellow
because
Zack
could cut wood with the hatchet he got. Right?
So yellow, I guess we're gonna have to go with Ranger, even though, or yeah, funny how that works. Right?
Archer.
No, it's Ranger. They don't have an archer class. It's called Ranger in
Final Fantasy 14, there's an archer.
Yeah, you shut your mouth.
Oh.
We ain't going with those.
Final Fantasy Tactics, there's a sniper.
We can go sniper, too.
Man,
fine. We're going to go about the No. If you want to go that way, Shane, then Yellow's a minor.
Okay.
Awesome.
She's
because
not quite 18
crossbow.
Yet. He's not quite 18 yet.
And then...
Red guy's fighter.
Either fighter or red mage because everybody uses magic anyway, so technically he would be a red mage.
Because he's red.
Next!
Yeah. This picture sucks balls.
Okay.
Yeah, just the face helmets.
So
look at our hat.
A very long. All right. So Green's got a very long faced bull.
Green Ranger walks into the bar. Play. Bartender says, "Why the long face?"
Wow.
Red Ranger's got like.
Is that a phoenix on his face?
It might be.
Red and yellow look like birds, anyway.
Yellow looks like it's...
Zapdos!
No, it's Quetzalcoatl from the Aztecs.
No, it's actually Zapdos.
Yeah, it's not Zapdos. It's probably Quetzalcoatl.
These could be...
It would make sense because in our series, the Yellow Ranger had electricity. He was
you
lightning.
Do realize Quetzalcoatl was
a
light,
a wind serpent. Yeah.
I like Zapdos.
These could be fucking... Pokemon Rangers, too. You got Tauros and Moltres
Butterfree.
And Zapdos and Butterfree and...
I guess Whale-Tail?
No.
Whale-Lord! The best Ranger ever!
That Pokemon.
He cannot be defeated!
His life is immense! Bill, it makes sense. It's got the tail and then the top part. It's got a crown. Whale-Lord!
It's my favorite Ranger.
Fuck that Pokemon. Anyway, next.
Yeah, let's go next.
Next.
Well, that's fan art.
They are buff as shit.
That is like epic fan art shit right there. I still gotta say that is.
Can I grade the fan art as a five?
Whoever drew this, man,
this gets a five.
Yeah, the fan art gets the five.
That is
the rest
pretty
of it.
Sweet looking.
Okay, so next.
Let's go
next.
Who's that red person?
I think it's still the same blue person.
Why is he red now?
Look at the shoulder things.
Because Harry Potter...
Maybe he had a super...
Changed colorous.
He changed from fucking Ravenclaw to Gryffindor, noob. Get it right.
Yeah.
Why is he wearing Squall's armbands or shoulder things?
Because he can.
You mean, why is he wearing Squall's necklace?
Because this is Final Fantasy, Harry Potter, Sailor Moon...
Frozen
Rangers.
Chamber of Secrets. Okay.
So it's allowed.
I'm digging the Elsa Ranger.
Got that giant snowflake on his
red up next.
And back to beginning.
Yep, we're back.
Alright. So
who is the coolest ranger?
Well, technically,
does the bad guy count?
I was about to ask. Technically the bad guy looks just like the Centurion guy.
If you
want to
pick him, pick him.
He's the best looking.
Okay.
If I had to pick...
The bad guy is the best looking. That's bad.
We have one for the bad guy.
I really like all of these costumes. Like,
me too.
The magic wand thing is kind of dumb.
Someone has to win a popularity contest.
I'm going with the Elsa one.
We got Evil and Elsa.
I'm going to pick the Green Ranger.
And we got Green.
So we got...
Go ahead, Seth.
We got Dark Knight one, then we got an Elsa one, and then we got the Green one. What are you picking?
Tauros Ranger.
Fuck it, I'll go with Green, because I'm...
Green's got terrible.
Green.
Damn it, no!
Me? I'm liking this Dark Evil Ranger.
Fuck you, Bills.
Dude, look at him.
Green's your favorite.
So
look at him.
Wait,
he's friggin' sweet looking.
No. It's three greens.
Green
two.
And dark are tied.
Green and dark are tied, so it's I'm the tiebreaker.
You're the tiebreaker.
Guess what?
Or you could just pick somebody else completely.
Guess what? Green.
Oh!
Oh,
and he did it while looking right at me.
Oh.
You see that? Like, I'm going to pick the ranger you didn't pick just to fuck you.
Yeah, way to go, Shane. Way to go. Fuck me and Bill over. We'll see how that goes.
Shane just wants to be the very best.
Like no one ever was.
Well, he's in the wrong Power Rangers series. Oh wait, Whale Lord.
No,
yeah, Whale Lord and Tauros. Moltres. Butterfree.
Now it's time to grade these Rangers.
I will agree. Actually, 4.3.
I'm gonna give it a 4. This looks way better than fucking ass Rangers and their dog Crypto.
I'm giving them a 5.
Pi!
4.
Yeah, that's 3.14.
Why are you giving them
now
pie?
Now I'm hungry, dude.
No, because now I gotta keep typing numbers.
3.14589
is 3.1415.
867 5309.
Fucking.
I may have given it. Just go with 3.14. We don't go past two decibels. You know that.
I'm going with a 4.
Yeah, same here. I think these guys are awesome looking. I just wish they were in a better show.
Me too.
Because from what I remember, this was bad.
You also didn't like the opening to Mystic Force because it's the pop song.
Could be a lot worse.
I hate you, Shane. These Rangers got a 3.134285.
So, wait.
1.13.
How did you get a 3.13 with so many fours?
Because I gave them a 2.5.
Because we gave.
Why did you give them a 2.5?
They're too simplistic. There is such
what?
A thing as
what?
Too
the
simplistic.
Last set of Rangers
they almost would have been better the fuck off wearing a onesie jumpsuit.
They were wearing onesie jumpsuits.
I mean, like a solid colored onesie, like fucking swimsuit, like they're a synchronized swimming team. No color, no nothing to it.
Oh,
just jump in a pool and go drowned.
Wow,
those costumes blue.
He hated on them so hard.
The only ones that were cool were like the extra, quote unquote, extra Rangers. Like the main
those still count.
That's why they got the 2.5. These bitches would have gotten a 0.5.
Damn.
There's not a
no. They're not nearly as bad as
on them so hard.
with your statement. Where did you rate Mighty Morphin then? Because all of their costumes are exactly the same except for their helmets.
That's true.
I gave those guys a 3.5.
Oh!
And the only reason I did...
3.5!
No, the only reason I did was we're biased.
Which you're not supposed to do.
He did say it before. Well, we knew that
we
was
knew
coming.
We knew it was coming.
We announced
we
it at the start of the episode.
Yes.
We were like,
the
look,
this isn't fair.
Yeah, we were like,
we grew
this
up with
was
these
ours.
Guys.
That's like that Jason guy that I talked to here on all the videos. I asked him, because I had to, because he's watched like all these different Sentai and everything. He might watch all of them. I don't know. He might have seen every one.
I've only seen some of them.
And I was like, okay, you're way more experienced in Ranger territory than I am. What is your favorite? And he says, oh, Mighty Morphin, of course. He's like, that's what got me
childhood.
Into Rangers. It's where I grew up. And I'm like... Well,
stabbed in the child.
He's honest, you know. His favorite series was Jetman, but he, in terms of the costumes, his favorite was Morphin.
Dude, that would be awesome, fighter jet Rangers.
Fucking, I summon a B-52 bomber. Yeah, all right.
Oh, that's bogus. Oh no, instead of the Brontosaurus that they got or Brachiosaurus.
Hey, that thing can carry a Megazord.
Yeah,
it.
Well, B-52 Zord.
Titanus?
Titanus carried the Mega Dragon Zord. He rode that Brachiosaur into
that's
battle.
Nothing. We had that
Pyramid.
Turtle. We had that turtle that would that would take two Megazords inside of it, close up, and its special attack was it used rocket boosters, flew up into the air, and fell on the enemy.
The Gold Ranger flew around in a pyramid.
Yes,
but he shot lasers. The turtle that was introduced
in
Mighty Morphin, his power was to be fat.
So
he just fell from the sky, landed on the enemy, and they died.
That's Seth Zord.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the Seth Zord. He gets a giant fat-ass turtle.
Fat turtle Zord. Body slam attack.
Hey, guys. Did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So, check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.